Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Experience Better Lifestylist podcast with me, your host, Paige. We are on episode 70, and as always, I bring you guys what's on my heart, and what's on my heart today is probably one of the hardest and most challenging lessons that I've had to learn, and it is that not everybody wants to see you win. If you can relate to this, please let me know. You have come on your healing journey thus far, and you have recognized that there are some people in your life that you thought were on your team, but really were just around to be able to report and kind of see and kind of feel out what you're doing, but not actually there to support you. If there is one saying that I really, really like, I say one saying, but I like quotes, so there might be more. But if there is one saying that really, really aligns with me when I speak on this topic, it's that make sure the people in your circle are actually in your corner. And what I mean by that is they actually want to build you up. You cannot be in a room and someone could start to speak ill on you, and they're going to bat for you. People become uncomfortable speaking bad around these people about you because they're actually for you. And they say, oh, okay, already, okay, see, I say, oh, one saying, but now there's another one that comes to mind where it's like, when you're winning, pay attention to the people that don't clap for you. I personally, it's like, I'm not gonna give that energy or, you know, satisfy the haters by giving them the spotlight of, ooh, you're not clapping for me. But there's something that rings true too about that. Pay attention that when you're sharing some big news or you're like, hey, this is what I want to do, this is what I'm going through, this, that, whatever it may be, and they're giving you like side eye instead of saying congratulations or offering support or being like encouraging words, whatever that looks like they're not for you, babe. And sometimes it's the worst because some of the closest people to us that we realize they don't want to see us grow. They don't want to see us go outside our comfort zone because that then puts a big mirror on what they're not doing. I very much over the last 6 years kind of felt like I had to rebuild the circle around me. And I've been blessed with probably some of the most amazing people that you could ever ask for to be like in your corner and be about you. I had to do some real evaluating because when I found out that I was pregnant with my daughter, I really almost overnight, everything had changed for me. I cared way more about making sure she was in a safe environment. Obviously, you know, the party girl lifestyle doesn't fit anymore. You can't party and be pregnant. I mean, I started going to all of my classes. I was making sure that I was giving my best efforts towards building at the time, which was the future. And that's when I was going to school for my bachelor's in criminal justice, social work, and then I had my minor in psychology. And I was giving that everything I had because there was something in me. As soon as I found out the switch flipped. And a lot of who I was hanging out with at the time, not everyone, a lot of the people that I was hanging out with at the time, you know, they were, you know, you're here for a good time, not a long time. And it was very much a text for, you know, text for the latest deals, text for the who's giving out free shots that night, where are we going, how late are we going to be out? Like, that was my life. So when I started growing into, like, I'm a homebody now, a real full-fledged homebody. When I started staying in and being focused and going to bed at 9 o'clock, it's probably one of the loneliest times that I ever had because there wasn't anyone matching my lifestyle at that time because they were just in a different situation. I was 23. I turned 24 2 months after she was born. And then that year was also the year that my mom passed away. So she passed away while I was pregnant with my daughter. I realized how much I didn't have true support. There were people that were not encouraging my growth at all. You know, time, like, it just wasn't there. That's a rabbit hole that we can go down in therapy. Woof. But yeah, that support wasn't there. And then when I started leaning into my new life, embracing my new life, because at the time then I was a newly married Marine Corps wife with a baby, and I moved out to Cali, and it was so different. I had no one out there. I had no one in California. So that was really the drive before getting into my own business and figuring out how to make money for myself, because I wanted to be able to, like, there was no way I was leaving my baby or giving my baby to anyone. So that's kind of where that journey began. And I started putting it out there, like, hey, I'm growing. Hey, this is what I'm doing. I'm drinking these products. I'm, you know, working through my postpartum. And I started becoming more vulnerable. And I started speaking differently in a more kind manner. I was speaking more in a positive manner. And like, this was a process, like, over, you know, over time. And when I first started to do it, I could watch on Facebook my friends list drop. And I was like, damn, wow. And then what I could also see was, as I started to grow and I started to grow my community, engage with other people, that there were people that I used to know who definitely were watchers. They would watch everything. Never like, never comment. Never. Watch, never like, never comment. And I was like, huh, interesting. Because when I'm telling you, you know, there's dollar bottles, you were all for it then, but now, because that's not the lifestyle, you don't want me to outgrow where I was at. And sometimes, you guys, there's the people, and here's another, oh, see, saying, but the verbiage that people use, when people would talk about, when I actually started gaining some momentum and actually started making a real deal and a real go with working for myself and building my brand, because then I expanded the brand into what you guys know, the Experience Better Lifestyle is brand. The amount of comments where I would get people be like, how's your little business going? Or I see your little business is doing something. Why has it got to be little? What? Whoa, I'm hearing insecure. I'm hearing you don't like that I'm actually seeing success. Because why does it have to be little? Like, in the scale of things, was it smaller? Yeah, it's still to this day smaller. It's a personal brand that I run for myself. But the way that it was said, you could just hear the condescending tone. You could hear the disapproval. It was like, all right, now I know you gotta go. Yep, got it. All right, it's cool. Like, there are people that are there for seasons of your life. Not everyone can ride with you through everything, because not everyone is gonna be willing to grow with you. Something that I learned too, the emotional intelligence. When I stopped wanting to sit around and do the whole little gossiping and talking about people and like what so-and-so is doing over there and judging so-and-so for over there, whew, that cleaned a very big slate in my life. Because I realized all that talking was just like projecting. So it's like, you know, when you're pointing your finger at three or four, depending if you count the thumb, pointing back at you. If I'm so happy in my life, I have no reason to say a foul thing about anyone, unless they truly are causing me harm or coming after my family or anything like that. And it was just, wow, like really getting this all out, you guys. I haven't talked really about that journey in a while, but it really opens your eyes to finding out who is truly down for you, who is truly there for you. Another thing I learned along that too is that the time frame of how long you know people had to be thrown out the window. I used to judge friendships and the strength of friendships based on how long I knew someone, not based on the value that they would give and I would give them. I have had way shorter friendships or people that I've connected with more in recent times that I feel like we have a stronger bond than I had with someone that I knew, you know, seven, eight years. I have more trust in certain people that I could call up right now that I've known, you know, for 2 years versus people I've known my whole life that I know they're going to come through. And when you stop trying to gauge things by time or like everything that you've been through with this person, because then there's that kind of like that, sometimes there's like the romanticizing of the struggle, romanticizing of a toxicity. And I mean that in friendships as well. I'm not just referring to like romantic relationships, like that romanticizing of the struggle and stuff. When you start getting out of the struggle and you stop romanticizing that, that person that was struggling with you or had that toxic lifestyle with you, it doesn't mean they're gonna come. Sometimes they're pulling you down. Sometimes they're the reason that you're not going where you wanna go, because you're trying to have one foot in one life and another foot in this life, and you can't have both. You're just in there contradicting yourself and conflicting with yourself. And then because you're afraid to lose people, that's that, you know, former people pleaser still working on that to this day. You have a foot in, trying to have a foot in every world and trying to make sure everybody's still good, but yet then you're shrinking your own growth. The people that are for you and that love and support and truly want to see you win, you don't have to dim your light around them. You do not. You shining your light doesn't bring out the insecurities in them. And you can see it and you can feel it when you are passionately speaking about something or just even walking in a room, depending how you carry that energy and aura, that people will become threatened. There are people that will simply hate you because of the way that others love you. And that is something that I've had to adjust to, because there's a part of me that just couldn't understand when I had done nothing to certain people, why they would stick their nose up or why there was a problem with me. And I had to accept that my light just started hitting different. Who I am started broadcasting different, the way I carried myself, because I did start building that self-confidence and stuff, not arrogance, just confident in the way, like, I was okay in coming to terms and accepting things that I did in the past that weren't it. And I was accepting who I was as a whole, and I was honoring parts of me and the inner child me that was so traumatized and hurt by certain actions. And I was like, you're allowed to love all of you. And if you love all of you, no one can take that from you. You know who you are. And people become threatened by that, because that's work. Healing is work. And not everybody wants to do that. People are comfortable in their zone. Some people you can't push. And if you're trying to drag someone with you on the healing journey, like, they gotta want it for themselves. Oh, the amount of times that I feel like I have tried to save people from themselves because I fall in love with potential. Not just romantic relationships, friendships, business partnerships. I fall in love with potential because I can see how much value they have to bring the world and how much that person underneath the, you know, the scars and the hurt and the trauma, like, you want to love on that person and you want them to be able to be them, their best selves, because you're becoming your best selves. And why can't we just be our best selves together? But not everyone is down like that. Everyone's not about it. And it sucks and it hurts. And having to let go of people when you find out that they're really a frenemy, like, really just sticking around to be able to talk about you or just see if you actually are gonna make it. Damn. Those are, friendship heartbreaks are some of the worst. They're some of the worst. And then if you're an empath, you don't understand how someone could do you like that, because you wouldn't do someone else like that. And then it's up to you to put up those boundaries, and it's up to you to protect your heart and protect your peace and protect your energy and remove yourself. You know, in our last episode, we talked about silence, the power of silence. And I am very much I will remove myself silent before I kick and scream and wonder why, you know, you can't accept where I'm at or where I'm going or my vision, because that vision wasn't placed on your heart. It was placed on mine. And you don't have to see it to be able to support it. Gosh, this episode turned into a little bit more of a, I wouldn't say a therapy session, but it was very much a come on this journey with me. These are the things that I learned over the last 6 years when it's come to friendships, relationships, period. So when I say, I always like to differentiate when I'm talking about relationships, because I feel like people automatically go romantic, and I'm not always speaking on romantic. Sometimes I'm just speaking on friendships, business partnerships as well, family member, loved ones. I say relationships, I mean as a whole, not as just romantic, to clear that up. But it's unfortunate, you guys. When you start to grow, there are going to be people that are left behind, if you want to call it that. And it doesn't mean that you hold any ill will towards them or resentment or anything. It's just they can't always come with you to where you're going, because they're not really riding for you. And on a side note too, if you're going to ride or die for anybody, ride or die for you, babe, because you will always be your best investment. You're the one that is going to be pulling yourself up by the bootstraps. And even with the biggest support circle around you, you know, there's those moments that you're alone and you know exactly what you're going through and you know what you've been feeling, and you're going to have to be the one to make the decisions to keep being able to move forward and to keep healing and to bless and release and to show empathy and forgiveness. And it's no one else's journey to take. So make sure if you're going to ride or die, you're your ride or die. You come for you. You got your back. you clap for you, because there's going to be times that it's silent. There's going to be times that it's silent and you got to cheer yourself on. All those quiet moments no one sees in the growth journey and in what you're doing, like, you see it. And you're going to have to be your own cheerleader too. So I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Just remember, sometimes not everybody has your best interest at heart. Some people are just there for the show. Some people are just there to see if you're going to fail. Try to prove their story right about you. That's okay. Just make sure the people that you do have around you are in your corner, not just in your circle. Sending love and light always. Me, the Experience Better Lifestyle.